Missouri News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal court is being asked to block the new Ten Commandments law in Louisiana before the start of school next month.
Parents and others who are challenging the Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom are asking a federal court to block the controversial law from taking effect before schools open in early August. They are also asking for an expedited briefing and hearing schedule. Opponents, many from non-Christian faiths, say the law violates the First Amendment's protections of religious freedom. Supporters say posting the Ten Commandments is appropriate in schools, saying they're part of the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A change in the platform of the Republican Party is raising eyebrows. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on that story.
The former president has taken credit for overturning Roe v. Wade, but is not pushing for a national abortion ban, letting states decide.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
For the first time in 40 years, the Republican National Committee is working to remove language calling for a nationwide abortion ban. It's part of a scaled-down platform, just 16 pages, and with limited specifics. It reflects a desire by the Trump campaign to avoid giving Democrats more material for their warnings about what the former president intends to do if he wins in November. I'm Ed Donahue.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 31 points. The NASDAQ rose 50, the S&P 500 advancing by 5. Oil down 83 cents to $82.33 a barrel. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to Hurricane Beryl.
The giant Christian relief agency has begun sending relief supplies to Caribbean communities impacted by the big storm. Over 24 tons of material has been airlifted into the stricken region along with teams of specialists. Food, water, tarps, blankets, solar supplies were part of the initial delivery, soon to be followed by other things. Samaritan's Purse is urging Christians across the U.S. to pray for the victims of the hurricane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of Christian and conservative groups are urging Republican officials to draft a party platform that is pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel. Tony Perkins of Family Research Council Action says America is an unprecedented place of moral and cultural confusion and is in dire need of leadership and moral clarity. The Republican Party must once again communicate a clear and hopeful contrast. This is SRN News. A judge has ruled that actor Alec Baldwin's status as a producer is not relevant to his involuntary manslaughter trial.
Prosecutors had argued in a pretrial hearing on Monday that Alec Baldwin knew he was acting negligently on the set of the movie Rust because he was a co-producer. Judge Mary Marlow Summer sided with Baldwin's defense. She said she had difficulty with prosecutors' position that Baldwin allowed safety lapses as a producer that caused Baldwin as an actor to shoot Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal.
As a producer, he didn't follow guidelines, and therefore, as an actor, Mr. Baldwin did all these things wrong.
Jury selection is set to begin Tuesday.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta reporting. Helena Hutchins was killed in October 2021 when a gun Baldwin was holding went off during a rehearsal. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.